MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep
team. You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
Shy kids, apply directly to the forehead. 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 Shy kids, apply directly to the forehead.
Shy kids.
We are shy kids.
Theme song. Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
And my name is Doc.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, Corey.
How you doing?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It is my birthday today.
While we record this.
Yeah, the day that we're recording this is, yeah. it's my birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm years old.
75 years young.
You know, the voice never ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's weird as an adult to have birthdays.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
Okay, good. That means I'm also 31.
Yes.
I forgot.
Yeah, we're like 6 months apart, something like that?
Yeah. So my birthday's in July, so yeah. It was before yours, so.
Yeah, like birthdays as an adult consist of like, where do you want to go to dinner?
Yeah.
And that's the highlight of, like, when we were kids, birthdays, like, you got a party jump house and cake.
Yeah.
And like now the sort of highlight of my birthday was I get a free piece of ice cream.
They're going to sing Feliz Cumpleaños to you.
Happy birthday. It's just a special day.
We don't want to pay for the birthday song fees.
But, you know, it was fine.
Yeah.
Had dinner with my family. My family. We went out to the Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, the Outback Steakhouse.
I had me a steak.
Yeah. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
And a bloomin' onion, which I think my stomach is telling me I should have not done.
You should not have bloomin' onions, and here's why.
Uh-oh.
This is a true fact.
Okay.
That I read on Reddit. Uh-oh. From somebody who worked at Chili's,
I don't know, but probably
also applies to Outback Steakhouse.
Doc, I love bloomin' onions.
Listen to this, okay. This was Chili's, so the Outback Chili's, might not do the same thing.
Chili's no longer does a onion flour
really?
Appetizer. They haven't for years.
Wow. Okay. Well, this was Chili's.
Okay.
So they cook fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then the oil that's like when the oil's bad for fries,
mm-hmm.
then they cook chicken strips in that.
Okay.
And when the oil is bad for chicken strips, they cook one more thing. I forget what. Then when the oil's
mozzarella sticks,
probably. Then when the oil's too dark and bad for that, they cook the bloomin' onion.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why it's so tasty?
Hey, that's the flavor of all those other things. Maybe that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, bloomin' onions are made in the darkest, oldest oil they have.
Oh, that's probably why I feel like I have the shits right now.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought what would be fun for my birthday. Is to find out if anything of historical significance happened on this day
okay.
in history.
All right.
Because it's significant to me, right? But it's not really significant to anybody else.
Yes.
Except for maybe my parents.
What else happened the day Corey Cook was born?
Yeah, I was in history. I was wondering, you know, sort of what other significant... I've never actually looked into it, like to see what other significant things happened on my birthday. The only thing that comes to my mind that I know happened on my birthday, because it was a very sad birthday for me, and that's Madeleine Kahn died on December 2nd.
Who is she again?
Madeleine Kahn from...
No, I know the name. I just forget what she's in.
She's from...
Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles.
Okay, that's
yes.
it. Yeah, okay. That's it.
Let's face it. I'm pooped.
Yeah.
She was... What the fuck is that? Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
She was like the female main comedian in all the Mel Brooks movies.
Oh, okay.
She was in Young Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. She was Frankenstein's wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Your little zipper neck.
Madeleine Kahn.
Hilarious.
Kahn!
I grew up on those movies, and then my birthday came around one year, and she died, and I was like, your worst birthday ever, you know?
Yeah.
But that ended with a marathon of, you know, Mel Brooks films, so it wasn't terrible, but it was still sad nonetheless.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never looked into, like, what has happened on my day in history, right?
All right.
I thought it might be interesting.
Let's find out.
Let's see. this little page that I got at history.net, or no, historynet.com. That's weird.
Wait, historynet.com?
Historynet.com.
.biz.org.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, if it's all positive, if just nothing but negative shit happened.
HIV positive.
I do know that I share a birthday with Britney Spears, which is unfortunate.
I share with Harrison Ford.
You bastard.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, everybody else's birthday is super cool.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't come across somebody who has, like, a more disappointing birthday shared celebrity than me.
So you...
Fucking Britney Spears is
just
it.
Britney Spears?
That's it.
Your loneliness is killing you.
I know. I must confess.
You still believe?
I still believe, Doug.
That's good. That is her best song, and she never topped it.
So,
think about it. It's her first song, and she never topped it.
She didn't. She peaked way early.
Yeah.
Like 16.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Down, down,
I'll still listen to that song.
Right?
But it's all the others I don't give a fuck about.
Like, oops, I did it again.
It is all right. If that was like the second one, and it was like,
what about Toxic?
She's still, no.
Because I'm dangerous.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah.
enough about Britney Spears.
Horseshit.
That whore.
Where'd that come from?
I'm sorry. That was a reflex.
I didn't call her a whore.
I'm sorry. I take it back. So today in history, December 2nd.
Yeah.
Diciembre 2 didn't.
Sí. I think. first entry. In 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte crowns himself Emperor of France.
Oh, shit.
In the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Did you know he wasn't actually that short?
Really?
Yeah, like...
He was like my height?
He was like average height for humans back then.
Oh, really?
But everyone's like, oh, Napoleon's like fucking short man complex. Like, there's a show called Jack of All Trades,
mm-hmm.
Starring Bruce Campbell.
Oh.
And Napoleon in the show was played by Vern Troyer. Not at all screen accurate.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
we're not off to a great start.
No.
Napoleon Bonaparte's like, you know what I am? I'm Emperor of France.
All right, whatever you say.
Then the following year, he celebrated his first anniversary.
Wait, you can't. That doesn't count as an event.
By destroying Russians.
Oh, okay. And then his second anniversary, and every anniversary after that.
No. Apparently, a year into him claiming himself as emperor, he beat Russians and the Austrians at some sort of
battle.
Yeah.
Battle.
That would later, you know, ruin him because he tried to do it again in winter, and you can't beat Russians in winter.
No,
the Nazis didn't learn from Napoleon's mistake.
Apparently not.
In 1867.
Yeah.
Okay. Now consider this: how crazy it is to go see like a famous person if they're doing like a signing or something.
Right.
It seems like sort of a newish phenomenon because of the way celebrity has grown
yeah
in our lifetime.
Right.
You know, the sort of false importance that we put on celebrities in the tabloids and, you know, like we're chasing down their lives on reality TV and all that kind of stuff. So it feels like a sort of new phenomenon to like have people wait in long ass lines at like a Comic-Con to get something signed or something like that, you know? Right. But check this out. In 1867.
Okay.
People waited in a mile long line.
Jesus.
To hear Charles Dickens give his first reading in New York City.
Of what?
A mile long line.
Does it say what he was reading or just the first time he read something?
It was the first time. It's probably his first trip to the States.
Wow.
And so it was America's first chance to hear him read his own words, I guess. And they waited in mile long lines to hear him. It says lines, plural. So he probably did it over a few days.
Yeah.
And every day there was like an entire, like, oh my God. Can you imagine waiting in a mile long line? You think the lines at Disneyland are terrible?
If there's like,
it's like 45 minutes for Buzz Lightyear, I don't think so.
If I drive past any place and there's two people in line, I just go, well, I'm not going there.
Right.
Next.
Let's see. Let's try to find some positive things. Oh, in 1909, J.P. Morgan acquired majority holdings of Equitable Life Company.
They said yours are boring as fuck.
It's the largest concentrated bank power to date. So we thought we had bank problems.
Yeah.
J.P. Morgan became the shitty conglomerate it is today
on
December 2nd in 1909.
Wow.
Austrian troops occupy Belgrade. Oh, these are all really sad.
Yeah. So it sounds like nothing of real significance happened on December
2nd. The new Ford Model A.
Ooh, the Model A.
Was introduced to the American public on my birthday in,
here's the problem. The Model T is the only one anybody ever cares about.
Yeah, okay.
Model A. That's like preparation A.
Let's see here.
It was scrapped.
This day in 1946, the United States and Great Britain came together in Germany to occupy parts of Germany.
Okay. So World War II.
In World War II, yeah.
Anything interesting like, fucking Kennedy finger fucked Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any. Hold on. A death squad in El Salvador murdered four U.S. nuns and a churchwoman in 1980. I mean, I don't mean to laugh because it's terrible, but, you know.
What were they, nuns?
Four U.S. nuns and one churchwoman.
More penguin rape.
Oh!
Why didn't you laugh at that?
Sorry, because I'm reading. I'm trying to skip ahead here. More penguin rape.
Left alone there. Yeah, now you get it, fucker.
Hold on, edit that. More because they're nuns and they look...
Yeah, more penguin rape.
I got it. Yeah. let's see here. NASA launched the Space Shuttle Endeavour on a mission to repair
Space
the Hubble
Shuttle Endeavour.
Space Telescope in 1993 on my birthday.
Space Shuttle Endeavour.
Is that the one that's now parked in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
The Endeavour?
Yeah. That's Endeavour cool. Replaced Challenger.
That's pretty cool. In 1993 they launched that?
Yeah.
That's crazy that Space Shuttle was like fucking 21 years ago.
21.
On this day, 21 years ago, we launched the like iconic space shuttle that we all think is like modern space shuttle technology.
Endeavor.
Endeavor. That's crazy to think that was 21 years ago.
Yeah.
Nuts. Okay, the last entry on the list.
Good.
This one is a doozy.
Corey Cook was born.
In 2001.
2001. 9/11 part 2.
9/11 happened. But then following 9/11 in December, Enron filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh,
one
shit.
One of the most complex bankruptcy cases in U.S. history. That debacle started on my birthday in 2001.
It sounds like December 2nd is
a terrible day in history.
It's just a bunch of tragedy, including you being born.
Exactly. Yeah. I share a birthday with Georges Seurat. French painter.
Okay.
He founded the pointillism style.
Oh, did he find that?
He founded it.
He founded it?
He founded it.
Where did he find it?
I share a birthday with Charles Ringling, one of seven Ringling
brothers.
One of the seven Ringling brothers.
Now, okay, there's the Ringling brothers, and then there's Barnum and Bailey. Is that just two extra fucks?
Barnum and Bailey is a different circus. There was the Ringling Brothers, and then there was Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Those are two different circuses?
Two different circuses that joined.
Oh, joined forces.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's presents.
That's a,
Circus Vargas. Or
that's a long name. They really need to fix that.
Yeah, they should just be the circus.
What the fuck other circus is there? Just be the circus.
They are the circus.
Yeah.
Because anytime you're like, I'm going to go to the circus, it's probably Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah.
And then nothing else. Like, oh, Stone Phillips?
This is shit. Stone Phillips.
Dateline NBC, Stone Phillips. Yeah, and then Britney Spears. I have such an uninteresting birthday.
No, yeah, you don't.
I'm sad I brought it up.
It is not interesting.
You know, at least I get gifts, right?
Yeah, gifts. The gifts that keep on giving. Although, I brought you nothing tonight. Zero gift.
You know.
My presence is your present. Me being here tonight.
Yeah, and thank you for that.
It's a gift to the world in a way.
No, you know what? I don't really I don't need stuff.
Yeah.
You know? You know what though? The one thing that I would appreciate for my birthday.
Okay.
And this goes to you or all the listeners. Actually, it doesn't really apply to you because you've already given me this.
Okay. My dick.
Yeah. In my mouth.
Welcome to Earth.
No, but like if everybody listening for my birthday could donate to my band's album fund.
Oh, yeah.
If they could just go to gofundme.com/BDR album.
BDR album.
You know, donate $5 or 10 or, you know, however much 5, you got.
5,000.
Whatever you got, whatever. You know. If you got that lying around, if you donate $5,000, you can name the album.
Shit.
And you get free BDR shows for free.
If I
or for life.
$5,000,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to name the album This Band Sucks Cock.
We would
you
put
would
it
accept
out.
That one?
Yep. But you got to drop five large. Yeah.
I paid $5,000 and all I got to name was a shitty album.
There you go.
That's a great title.
Worst $5,000 ever spent.
repeat the link again for the people.
It's gofundme.com/BDR album.
BDR album.
Yeah, you go help us fulfill our dream of recording an album.
That was stolen from us.
That
was stolen. Well, Corey.
You know.
Funny you bring that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Speaking of shitty crowdfunding campaigns.
You asshole. More penguin fucking.
No. Someone was like, I need thousands of dollars to fuck penguins daily.
I need to make a lifelike seal suit.
I found this on...
sequel to Tusk.
I found this on uprocks.com.
Uprocks.
Not the only site that covered it. It's just the one I saw it on.
Right, right.
Someone started a crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding.
I want to buy a crown. A crowdfunding campaign to build a McDonald's in a church.
I'm sorry. What?
Yes. It's the McMass Project.
Right.
Yeah.
Because nothing says Jesus and salvation like a Big Mac.
It's an Indiegogo campaign.
Oh, so it's not GoFundMe. It's a...
No, Indiegogo on this one. Okay. So listen to their... This is their little mission statement.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm sorry.
I want to read you their mission statement, then we can comment on it. The McMass Project was founded on the idea...
McMass, you fucking dick. You douchebags.
Was founded on the idea that churches need to innovate.
That your new religion is
nuggets,
McJesus,
yeah,
little tiny crucifix toys and all the Happy Meals.
That's what they'll add it into the prayers. Much like the McRib, Jesus came back. All right,
and the rib symbolizes Adam giving
the rib to make Eve.
Because it's your sustenance to make you alive.
Even though God made Adam from scratch, you think he'd be like, all right, Eve from scratch, fuck it.
Well, he made another lady from scratch, but she was like, screw this garden.
All right.
And went off on her own.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true?
That's in the Old Testament.
That was Gaia.
No. With our powers combined.
Yeah. All right, let me continue the mission statement.
No, who was that? That's Lilith. Lilith.
Lilith?
Yes, and her fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Churches today face a number of problems.
Well, yes.
We need to solve these problems soon, or church communities as we know them will cease to exist.
So Catholic priests will stop fucking boys if they have quarter pounders with cheese available to them? I would think that would be easier to fuck little boys if you're like, I got a Happy Meal on my dick.
There might be an Adventure Time toy in it.
I've shrink-wrapped this toy with a condom.
It's time for churches to engage with entrepreneurship. The McMass Project is helping churches keep pace in the modern world. We can solve all these problems and become more present in culture by establishing McDonald's franchises in churches.
No.
And they had a little graph on their site.
Oh, yeah, they got facts and
this showed. Now this is their thinking. Now listen to this dumb logic, okay? In the US alone, 3 million people leave the church each year. 3 million.
Okay.
McDonald's restaurants serve 70 million people each day.
Nobody's leaving the church of McDonald's.
So their thinking
is that, like Ronald McDonald.
Their thinking is
the crucified clown.
Oh, that would be great. The Hamburglar's Judas.
Grimace the Baptist.
Yeah.
Just replace all the biblical.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. But the Book of Mayor McCheese.
But that's it. That's the whole point. That's their whole point.
Is that McDonald's...
McDonald's gets a lot of customers and they lose a lot of people. Hey, look, hey.
McDonald's is lucrative and church is hard to keep people engaged in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess what they fail to realize is it's not... What's keeping people out of church is not... You know, they don't really have good food options here.
Yeah. All we get is crackers and watered down wine. You know what would go really good right now? Some nuggets?
Yeah, nuggets.
And like a plethora of dipping sauces?
Dude, they got that new McDouble.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
They are missing the point completely.
Yeah.
I am not a religious person. I am not an advocate of religious anything.
Right.
But they're missing the fucking point.
Yeah.
They are... Wow. That is more of a stain on sort of the integrity of church and religion.
Yeah, yeah.
Than trying to keep people in the pews by giving them a McDonald's option when they leave the church. That doesn't make any sense. Plus, how distracting would it be in church to smell McDonald's cooking?
Well, it's kind of like, you know how people are quitting cable en masse?
Yes, and because they're going to the Netflix, Hulu.
Yeah, this would be like if cable went, okay, we need to get everyone back. You know what's really popular? Cat pictures. So in the corner of every screen, we're going to put cat pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's not what's going to keep
people
on cable.
People love animated GIFs of kitties doing funny kitty things.
They have zero to do with each other.
Yeah.
Building McDonald's in the church does nothing to make more people go to that church.
No.
No, you know what? It'll make people go to that church to get McDonald's and then fuck off.
Yeah, and then not go to
actual
church. They're
not going to go listen to the preacher. And by the way, it's not like McDonald's are scarce. It's not like someone's like, you know, if there was a McDonald's near me, oh, they should build it in the church.
Why don't they
build... There's McDonald's near everyone.
Why McDonald's? Why not Church's Chicken? It's built into the marketing.
Or In-N-Out Burger. They've got Jesus shit on the bottom
of
their
cups.
They do.
Cups. Yes,
they're already
exactly.
Religious. Yeah. Now, here's the kicker.
Oh, there's a kicker.
Yeah. I didn't tell you what they're asking for.
Oh, okay.
$1 million.
They only want $1 million?
They want $1 million.
I think that to purchase a franchise from McDonald's, I think it's like $3 million. So they're a little short.
Now, this has been up for 15 days so far.
Okay. How much money have they raised?
Well, I mean, you know how churches get real organized and they get like, that's how Passion of the Christ sold out all those weeks in a row, is they would just send buses of people. So, you know, when the church really wants something done, they get people organized.
Then why didn't anybody go see Heaven is Real?
Because Greg Kinnear. So, you know, these people are pumped. They needed a McMass project to go through. So 15 days in, guess how much they've made? Of 1 million.
In 15 days?
15 days.
They pumped
up Christians.
They banded together. They're like, yes, Jesus and Big Macs together at last.
Yeah.
I don't know. $100,000.
$242.
Woohoo! Well on your way. Well on your way.
You're going to do it.
$242.
$242.
I am pleased to say that my band's GoFundMe account is triple that.
Beautiful. Awesome.
And we could use more. I'm glad that more people are donating to like help us do something creative than are donating to try to put McDonald's in a church, which is such a stupid idea that it seems like it totally would happen.
Yeah.
You know, like that sounds like the dumbest idea ever. But then like, you know, you're in Vegas and you see a church and it's got a McDonald's. You're like, ah, you know what? I'm kind of hungry.
There's an episode of...
Come for the Big Mac, stay for the Jesus.
Undercover boss,
mm-hmm.
The Subway CEO,
mm-hmm.
And he goes undercover to a bunch of different Subways.
Yeah, I saw this one.
Yeah, and one of the Subways is in a church.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So I thought it was like on the corner.
No, it's in the church.
It's in the church?
Yeah.
I thought it was on
and
like
the guy
the corner
who manages
of the block.
The store is a pastor.
A pastor. Well, one then of the this isn't such an odd idea, I guess.
It's just weird that like they think this is going to solve the problem.
I thought, see, but that, in that case, wasn't that like
of people that like they think that having
was,
a McDonald's
that
in the church
like,
is going to keep more people.
But the Subway in that church was like a way for them to offer, offer the community like affordable food, but also to
jobs
to offer jobs
yeah.
in a community that didn't have a lot of employment.
Their whole thing is people are leaving church en masse.
Right. It makes more sense to say we want to provide a safe career building opportunity for our constituents. Do they call them constituents?
I don't know what they call them.
Congregation?
Learners?
I don't know. Auditors?
Sheeple. Wake up, sheeple.
But like I can admire somebody saying, you know, like, oh, we're trying to help the community out. Yeah, it's part of the church, but like, we're really providing a sort of safe place for people to come and have a job, and like, you know, it's also for the community and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And free catering to all the church events.
Fuck yeah. Big old party subs.
3 foot subs
yeah.
for all of the church functions. The mixers and the the youth groups.
Yeah.
The Bible studies.
The Bible studies.
Everybody's sick of Subway at that church, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's
Subway
again. Fucking BMT.
Can we get some Togos up in this hizzy?
Togos is way better. I bet Togos' church is way better than ours, too.
Hey, at least we're not a Quiznos.
Right.
Oh, you got us there.
That's
okay.
True, yeah. Appreciate what you got, guys.
Yeah. Don't know what you got till it's gone. Whoever said that. Some metal
They
band.
Saved paradise and put up a parking lot, is what Joan Baez.
That was Joan Baez?
I think so.
Oh, God. I thought it was like a metal band.
You never know what you got till it's gone. The shape
oh, Jesus.
I put up a parking
we
lot.
We were thinking of two different songs.
Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Oh, that's the
there's
Counting
a metal.
Crows
there's
version.
A metal song. Don't know what you got till it's gone.
That's a very common phrase.
I don't know
I'm
who
sure
it is. It's probably like Nazareth or some
shit. Yeah, I'm sure it's in a lot of different songs.
Nazareth. Perfect title.
They should be the house band in the McDonald's in the church.
Perfect.
Them and Striper alternating weekends.
And Creed.
Creed is... There's another shitty GoFundMe account. I think it's a Kickstarter. Scott Stapp is so poor that he's turned to crowdfunding to like pay his bills or some shit.
I heard his like little dissertation he gave. And it's the dumbest, like, just filled with lies.
It's the fund a douchebag campaign.
Yeah, he goes, oh, my bank made a clerical error where they messed something up. So they said they'll return my funds in 9 months. It's like, you just, no, there's nothing that works that way. Yeah. There's nothing that takes that long, but babies.
Maybe his bank is in this church.
Maybe. But yeah, so.
They're siphoning his royalty money to try to pay for a McDonald's.
Yeah.
What would probably get more people to stay in the church is if they weren't so strict with the rules.
Yeah.
Like the Catholic Church. The Pope is like, gays are cool.
Yeah.
You know, next he's going to come out and be like, you know what, butt fucking, it's cool.
Butt
you know,
fucking's
I mean, if that's what you do. I mean, obviously, consensual adults, married.
Yeah.
You know, but like, you know, do what you want.
Everybody butt fuck tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
They're going to lift a lot of those bans on taboos, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of taboos.
Uh-oh.
The United Kingdom passed a new law recently.
Oh, really? Positive or negative?
I'd say negative.
Okay.
It's the listen to the name of this.
This is Doc's reason one not to go to the UK.
And I'm a big fan of
I know.
UK. but they fucked up here.
Royally.
Royally! Ah! Okay. This is the audiovisual...
The royal we.
The audiovisual media services regulation of 2014.
I'm sorry, they have a audiovisual regulation task force?
Yeah. So apparently the UK with this shit has recently just banned a bunch of sex acts to be in porn filmed in the UK.
Oh, okay. So if it's filmed in the UK...
They're not allowed to do these things.
Certain things they can't do.
Yeah.
Do they realize the internet exists?
Yeah, I don't know and if they realize that. I picture them all in castles.
Does this count for the entire United Kingdom, or could you like pop over to Wales and like do a Blumpkin? And
I believe United Kingdom is the whole kingdom.
Okay, but yeah. Like Ireland, like Southern Ireland or Northern Ireland, one of those is not part of the kingdom anymore?
No, Ireland tried to do that, and Scotland tried to do that.
But...
Ireland, I believe, is its own country.
I think Ireland is split.
Dude, I don't fucking know. This is like European politics. We're fucking too dumb. Californians. We're the dumbest.
This is some final round of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego bullshit.
I always knew where Madagascar was. It's that one by itself.
Yeah. The Cape of Good Hope.
Now, the first one, already I'm like, wow, they really went strict with this.
Yeah, what can you not do on film in the UK?
Spanking.
What?
Yeah. Spanking.
That seems...
Because it promotes violence?
Maybe?
I don't know. Caning.
Okay, well, caning, yeah, that sounds terrible.
Worse than spanking, but, you know, there's fetishes and when can I fucking you, get caned.
Can you still whack a lady on the bum with your dick? Like it's caning?
Ooh, good question.
And is that a loophole?
No, that might be like one of those gray areas.
You get like Mandingo out there and he just slaps a lady across the backside with his giant dick.
Yeah. Oh, it says no black people, so Mandingo's out. Okay. No, I mean aggressive whipping. These three all go together.
So the UK really not down with BDSM.
I guess not.
You gotta get that shit in America.
No. Yeah.
Is this in response to 50 Shades of Grey about to come out?
Maybe. They're like, we don't want that filth on our screens.
Oh, fuck that shite. Get it out.
Penetration by any object associated with violence. So no gun fucking.
There aren't very many guns in the UK anymore. Right?
I wonder if Nerf would be a loophole. Just a Nerf gun.
He's shooting darts. I would totally watch that porn.
Nerf porn.
That would be one of those porn videos where you're prepped, you're ready to go, you click on that, and then you just sort of sit there, and then like your hands go under your chin because you get engrossed with this is so weird. My boner is gone, but I don't care. I need to watch this to the end.
You know what they should do is, the Lego movie was big.
Yeah.
They should do a Nerf movie where it's like a totally serious action film. But with Nerf guns the entire time. And there's no wink to the camera.
Right.
They're just like, it's serious, but it's all Nerf guns.
Is there Nerf consequences, or is it like real gun consequences? Nerf consequences. Yeah. So like sticky darts to foreheads.
Yeah.
Okay, because there was a viral video that came out a few earlier this year, I think.
Yeah.
Where some guys, it was like a group of... six or seven guys have a Nerf war in their living room.
Yeah.
And they added a whole bunch of stuff in After Effects where, like, they would shoot people and, like, blood would spurt when the darts would hit them.
That's great.
And, like, they would lob, like, Nerf grenades and, like, shit would explode and, like, they destroyed the inside of this house, like, tables busting all over the place.
Yeah.
And they have, like, it's a real serious take on, like an action movie where a hitman has come to take out some people in a house.
I just thought, because when you do an action movie, it's not just gunfights. People fist fight, too, in them. So for those scenes, you use those Hulk hands.
Or what about, like, Bop-Its?
Bop-Its. There you go.
The inflatable boxing gloves.
Okay.
Kind of hard to fire a Nerf gun when you got a Bop-It on, though.
That's true. They take a break to switch, put them on. They're
out of darts. All right.
Now here's where it starts to get a little wacky. Like wackier than it already is.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No hints towards violence.
No hints towards violence.
Which I can kind of understand, but
physical abuse
to ban it.
Physical abuse or verbal abuse. Regardless of if consensual.
What about like dirty talk?
That's
like you dirty little skank.
Yeah, like is that verbal
abuse?
Put
it in your bum, you dirty little twat. You know.
That's your awful accent.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But yeah.
He's going for Jason Statham.
Is that what you're going for?
It failed.
My name is Jeff Chelios.
Jeff Chelios.
And to doy's the doy or I doy. yeah, that's I don't know if that would be considered verbal abuse. It might be.
Who is regulating this? Like who?
The audiovisual media services.
But like, you know what? He took it a little too far. Yeah. You know, like he. I went into Peter Griffin.
Yeah. What is this? Hey, he took it too far. Hey, you can't go fucking verbal abusing.
I am not intentionally trying to do a voice. It just sort of came out that way. No, yeah, like, you took that one a little too far. You need to take that off the shelf because I'm uncomfortable with what you called that lady.
Yeah.
Or the dude, whatever.
You can't call her a cunt.
But that's such a, like, that's a very commonplace colloquialism in the UK.
Oi, you cunt.
Yeah. Like, would that be?
I don't know. Maybe to them, to them it's like, hey, buddy. You know? I didn't know this is what this was called. Urolagnia.
I have no idea what that is.
Also known as water sports.
Oh.
Piss.
Yeah, yeah. Gonna piss on you.
No pissing.
No water sports. They are really against alternate sex lifestyles.
Yeah. Well, how about this one?
So, like, no fetish porn whatsoever is sort of what they're saying.
Yeah. Now, this is something I love seeing in porn, this next one. It always just goes like, ooh, what a surprise.
Ass to mouth.
Female ejaculation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's always like, ooh, she's a gusher. yeah, you can't do that anymore in Britain.
Ding, 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 ding.
No more.
You hit the magic button.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoosh.
Not allowed to have it. Nope.
No squirting.
No female ejaculation.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's fucked up.
You know, no lady money shots. I think that's derogatory. Like, that's, or not derogatory.
Sexist.
Yes.
Misogynistic.
Like, dudes yeah. Although, did they ban cum shots?
No. So.
No. Not all of.
So,
not where
so
you like.
Men can come wherever they like, but women can't.
Ladies are not allowed to have visual orgasms.
This is the male patriarchy at work.
Right? I don't even know. Banned audiovisual services.
I guess.
I don't know.
Strangulation.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that goes with their violence.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. That's sort of on par with what they've already put out.
Face sitting.
Well, that's a travesty.
No sitting on a face.
Oh.
If you're doing oral on a lady, she has to be laying down and your face is buried in it. But her butt and pussy cannot be on your face.
So if she is in a horizontal position on top of you in a 69 position,
they don't go into
position,
that detail. That was my
that
speculation.
That would be okay, right?
Well, that was my speculation because she's not sitting on your face.
But the second she arches her back,
yeah,
then it's over. No.
Yeah. So really,
keep wobbling his dangle.
And if a girl doesn't arch her back, then you're bad.
Right?
you're not
doing
good
your
at
job.
It. Yeah. And then the last one on the list, fisting.
No fisting?
No fisting!
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is...
Maybe in Britain, fisting means punching in the face. I don't know. But, yeah, no fisting.
Oh, man. So you can't fist that cunt, and you can't tell that cunt you're going to fist her.
And you can't call her a cunt.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Why? What? I wonder what brought this on. Does you come with an article that sort of explained?
No. It's just UK's a bunch of dicks.
Look, hey, Reddit, check it out. UK's assholes.
Yeah. They're just like
they're killing all my masturbatory fantasies.
This is odd. Like, it's so weird because, like, UK is so forward in other areas.
Right.
Like, they show tits on TV and they're like, well, whatever.
Yeah, see, like, sex in the European
you can
culture
curse
in general.
On normal television.
It's sort of opposite of America, where America is like overly violent.
Yeah.
For like stuff that we'll allow on television and whatnot. And then we keep the sex like, oh no, no, you can't show.
I remember when I
you can't show a calf, you know.
When I
on
first
TV.
Watched Doctor Who, knowing it's a show like for kids,
mm-hmm.
They say shit like, what the hell are you talking about? And
right.
And damn you. And shit like that. And I remember being surprised about that because in America, kids shows don't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because they're of the sort of philosophy that language is.
Yeah. And hell and damn aren't bad words.
No, they're.
I'm sorry, they're not.
They're arbitrary words that we assign certain meaning to.
Yeah.
And you can teach your children not to use those words in mixed company.
Yeah.
Or to appropriately use those words. You know, we don't really curb our language all that much in front of my kid.
That's good.
We tried at first, but it was just like, fuck it. After a while, like, you know.
I love you, you little shit.
But, like, I grew up watching movies and stuff with my parents that it wasn't really censored all that much when I was a kid.
Yeah.
If I said, there was, like, a code word that we would use so that I knew that it was an inappropriate word to say.
Right.
So like if somebody slipped,
that one's a whiffle.
We used snickle,
some awful
Snickle Fritz.
Really?
Yeah, Snickle Fritz was our
worse
word
than I thought.
So like as a kid, if I caught one of my parents saying a sort of quote unquote bad word, I'd be like Snickle Fritz, and then like that was sort of an apology, like a or like a reflex after like somebody sneezes, you say bless you or Gesundheit or whatever. Somebody would say shit or fuck.
Yeah.
You're like Snickle Fritz, like, Snickle Fritz.
Snickle Fritz.
Like I forgot, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, it really wasn't all that.
This was a common thing in my house. Doc, don't say that word. Shit, sorry. I mean, damn it, fuck. Oh shit. Like trying to apologize for saying a bad word and you curse more. That was me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some more stuff on sex.
Okay.
Not
good stuff on sex?
This is better stuff.
Okay.
On sex. Not you know, not a band.
I have to cancel my family trip to the UK where we were gonna go shoot a bunch of porn. Because
you shouldn't say that sentence.
You know.
That's FBI's gonna be knocking
we're
on your
producers.
Door. Yeah, Jesus.
We're not gonna be in them. No, that's ridiculous.
By family, I mean me and my uncles.
Yeah.
And
that one hot cousin who isn't really a cousin because it's a friend of the family.
Yeah.
And like her parents, I just call aunt and uncle.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk some more sex.
All right.
When we come back, it's a nice little top 10 list.
Oh
yeah, top 10 list.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting close to going to a break.
Yeah. So before we go to break, though,
okay,
no Docky Wheats fun fact this week.
What?
I apologize. I was not properly prepared for one, but I have something else.
Okay.
It's a Docky Wheats embarrassing story.
Okay.
Docky Wheats embarrassing story. It's a story and it's embarrassing, huh? All right. Last week, I went to a sandwich shop.
Okay.
And I called in ahead of time and ordered two sandwiches. An Italian, you know, your normal Italian meats.
Mm-hmm.
And then
your salami.
Yeah.
Your capicola.
And then a turkey bacon avocado cheese.
Okay.
Which is delicious, right?
Is this a Togo's?
No. It's an independent sandwich shop because I want a good shit.
Subs
like really
grubs?
Good shit. It was Subs and Grubs. You know Subs and Grubs?
I know Subs and Grubs.
Fuck yeah.
You should probably cut that because it's there's only one and that sort of pinpoints your location.
Okay.
We used to eat at Subs and Grubs all the time when I worked down there.
Yeah, yeah. So I called ahead, ordered, went and picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I ordered, I gave my name, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk in, they're still making my sandwiches. They were just finishing them up.
And she's, mom and pops, they're not as fast as the chains.
Yeah, they're wrapping up the sandwiches, and then she goes, which one's for you? And that's when I realized, oh, they don't realize that both are for me.
Were you doing, like, for lunch and for dinner?
No, I was doing, I want one of each.
Oh.
This was a total pig out session.
I see.
Yeah. I wanted both sandwiches right then. So I went, oh, they don't realize they're both for me.
Right.
So when she said, which one is yours? I was just like, the turkey bacon one.
Right.
And she was like, okay. And then she writes Doc on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, okay, and who's this for? The Italian one. And I had to quickly think of a name.
Also Doc?
No.
Wheatley?
What flew out of my mouth
uh-oh
was Blurgy. Blurgy. Who's this for? It's, Blurgy.
You know, that that's new celebrity couple of Fergie and David Blaine. Blurgy.
Blurgy. That's the only name I could think of.
Really, Blurgy?
Blurgy.
You could have said Tom. You could have said any normal name.
I know, and what came out was Blurgy.
Did she write Blurgy on the sandwich?
She did. She asked me how to, she asked me how to spell it, and I had to spell it.
Did you even cover it? Like, oh, it's a nickname. It's a...
I explained nothing.
You were just deer in headlights. She goes, Blurgy.
Yeah, Blurgy. And she goes, how do you spell that? And I went, B L E R G I E?
Question mark?
And she went, okay.
Smiley face?
Yeah.
Which was better, the Doc sandwich or the Blurgy sandwich?
The Doc sandwich. Because the turkey bacon avocado is better than their Italian, but their Italian's good.
Okay.
But yeah. Blurgy.
Blurgy.
Is the
holy
name, is the,
shit.
That's my sharp improv skills.
You know what? You know how
they
like,
don't realize this isn't for me. Think of a name. Blurgy. Blurgy.
Oh shit, I'm busted.
Yeah.
Blurgy.
Blur.
You should use that name from now on. Anytime anybody asks you for, like, if you go to Starbucks.
Yeah. What's your name?
Blurgy. Write it on the cup. I'm not going to tell you how to spell it. You spell it however you'd like.
Blurgy.
Blurgy. Sound it out.
Well, hold on. Knowing Starbucks, I say Blurgy and they'll write like Billy.
Larry.
Yeah. Whereas if I said Billy, they'd write Blurgy.
Blurgy. Yeah. Yeah. There was one of the baristas put out a YouTube video of him like calling out all the people that get pissed off at him misspelling their name.
Yeah.
He's like, I work at a coffee shop. I'm bored. I do it on purpose to piss you off. You know, and he goes through this whole thing where like every once in a while he'll write somebody's name correctly.
Yeah.
Just like on the hope, like, oh, they finally got my name right.
Yeah.
He's like, but really I like because people will take pictures of their cups with their name butchered on it.
Yeah.
And post it. He's like, it's sort of my way of becoming a celebrity.
He's like Banksy.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, I don't know. It's pretty – but I do think you should use Blurgy now.
Blurgy.
It's now Shy Kids with Corey and Blurgy.
Well, so I said it in like almost a David Tell voice. Blurgy.
Blurgy. Oh, man. That is horrifying. Did you get like cold sweats immediately?
Yeah, I was just like, they know. It was like when you order pizza and you're high.
Right.
And you're like, he's going to know. That's like that weird feeling.
The most terrifying man to see is when you're high is the pizza delivery
guy. The pizza delivery guy is frightening.
Who's fucking knocking at my door?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's right. I did order pizza.
Okay, act normal. Act normal. Hey, man. How's it going? When I get high, what happens?
Because I got high.
No. Every second, like I'll be like sitting here, like I'm high and I'm fine. But then 2 seconds later, I'll go, a minute ago, I think it was acting weird. But then I'll be like, but I'm fine now.
Right.
Then like 30 seconds later, I'll be like, 30 seconds ago, I was acting strange as fuck. Like I keep thinking I was acting weird, but I'm fine now.
It's you got retroactive paranoia.
It's a weird roller coaster I go on. It's great. Blurgy.
Blurgy. Holy shit.
Yeah. So that's my embarrassing story.
That's ridiculous.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with some more sex stuff.
In a list form.
A list of sex. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM.
It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Welcome to the Sully Show. We're totally insane. We've got the masses and folks who are really lame. We got Sully on the soundboard. Danielle is rocking too. And JET the redneck. We're all here for you on the Sully Show. Welcome to the Sully Show. Let's bring it to y'all. Shana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-knees, please.
I want to hear you snore. Join us on The Sully Show live every Sunday, noon to 2 Eastern, on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
I was going to order pizza, then I got high.
I was afraid of the pizza man because I was high.
I actually ordered the pizza because I was high.
Yeah. The pizza said, hey, is Blurgy home? Yeah, yeah. And I went, who the fuck's that? Who the fuck's that?
Knocking on my door.
Who the fuck's that?
And we're back.
Before we went to break.
Yes, you teased a top 10
list. I teased a sex list.
Of sex. That would be better than what the... It's probably...
A lot a bunch better.
Of, is it all the stuff that you can do in, like, Mozambique?
Yeah. All anal. No. This is an annual thing that gets put out.
Notice, though, the UK didn't ban nut crushing.
Yeah. Or bossy.
They didn't ban bossy. Yeah. They also didn't ban ass to mouth.
Yeah.
They also didn't ban defecation porn.
They banned piss, but not duty.
Yeah. You can Cleveland Steamer all day.
Yeah.
Two girls, one cup, all over the place.
They really
set
a bad precedent because now they have to list everything they don't want.
Right.
When before...
I'm guessing they just didn't know that those were sexual kinks.
Oh, no.
They listed all the ones that they're like, oh,
no midgets.
No spanking. That's preposterous.
You know, I'm going to say this is a good and bad thing because it's a good list to have, but I hate the presentation.
Okay.
It is Mr. Skins, top nude scenes of 2014.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I wonder if I've seen any of these movies.
We'll see.
Because having a kid limits me from watching movies that have nudity.
Yeah. Now, the reason it's good, obviously, is because, now you know where nudity is.
Although, how exciting is it when you see, like, if you're watching Showtime or HBO, when that little placard comes up with, like, this movie's rated R, and it lists all the things, like, the reasons why.
Nudity.
And anytime you see an N, you're like,
Yay!
Boobies! And then it ends up being, like, Michael Fassbender's dick or something.
Yeah.
Shame.
So it's good to have this list, but what bugs me about it is Mr. Skin himself
is
such a punny, sleazy-seeming...
Mr. Skin is into Mr. Skin.
Creepo.
Listen, and
you gotta hear the descriptions he puts on
He does think that he is the world's greatest genius for coming up with this idea.
He thinks he's hilarious, and he's got zero funny. Just make the list. Okay.
Yeah, all you have to do is like 10 through 1.
Yeah.
Name them, times, get out.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Yeah. But he has to put little comments, which he thinks are hilarious. Okay, here we go. Number 10.
Number 10.
Cameron Diaz in sex tape.
She's nude in sex tape?
She's nude in sex tape.
Really?
And then he says, his comment on that is,
okay,
once it's uploaded to the cloud, it was downloaded to guys' hard drives across the land.
Cameron Diaz?
She's hot.
She was
a little,
hot.
A little long in the tooth for you, Corey.
She used to be, like when she was...
Would you want circa mask?
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah. If she was topless in the mask, I would be all for that. But yeah. Now, I don't know. She sort of looks like Skeletor.
Yeah. I still like her. She's fine.
Come with me to Castle Grayskull.
Number 9, Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley.
She is the chick from Divergent and
also that
George Clooney movie.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where George Clooney plays a Hawaiian?
Yeah. She's in The White Bird in a Blizzard.
A movie I've never heard of.
Yeah. Now, okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Brace yourself for Mr. Skin's hilarity.
She is a weird person, turns out.
Well, doesn't matter.
She suntans her vagina daily.
Well, I would do that. If I had a vagina, I'd suntan the shit out of that.
She is pissed off today is rainy.
Yeah.
There's no sun on her vagina today.
Mr. Skin says, bearing her beauties for a second time in...
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Anytime anybody refers to a pair of breasts as beauties
you're already
stop.
Like,
you should
whoa.
Stop. Stop yeah. right there.
Well, wait till you hear this. Bearing her beauties for the second time in as many years... And in as many years, and then there's a comma, like that sentence is done, or that part of the sentence is done, in as many years as what?
But Blurgy.
Blurgy. bearing her beauties for the second time in as many years.
Oh, wait, she's been nude.
Before, apparently.
Last year, too?
Probably,
well, like
know.
In that cancer movie? What?
I don't know. Shailene showed off her sensational sweater pups.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
While getting busy all over the house.
This makes me feel dirty, Doc.
Miss Woodley manages to give us a Woody.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's terrible.
What is with the outdated sex reference, like sex
sweater pups?
That's like 1950s.
That's Butch and Burst shit.
Should we read this as Butch
sweater
and Burst?
Sweater pups. All right. Number 8.
Shailene Woodley, she gave us a Woody.
That doesn't make sense.
Not even coming out of Butch and Burst. Okay.
Boff my bacon to Shailene Woodley.
Number 8.
So wait, what was that movie?
The White Bird in a Blizzard. Who
white,
the fuck knows?
White Bird in a Blizzard.
I know you want to. I'll give you the list when we're done so that you can look all these
okay.
up.
Okay. Sex tape, I didn't watch because it looked terrible.
Yeah.
White Bird in a Blizzard probably only had
it's
three
some
theaters.
Some drama shit. Who cares?
Yeah. And she's probably. It's probably not a sexy topless scene.
Yeah.
It's probably just like.
Natalie.
Like, I'm dying.
By the way, this is just nude scenes because this could just be ass shots.
Oh, that's
true. Not clear.
Although. Yeah. Shailene Woodley showed her sweater puppies.
These were sweater puppies.
Yeah, specifically.
Number 8, Natalie Emmanuel.
I don't know who that is.
In Game of Thrones.
That's not a movie.
It didn't say movies.
Oh,
it just says top nude scenes.
All right.
So it doesn't say
How
movies.
How happy was Mr. Skin when HBO and Showtime started making original content?
Yeah, very much so. Okay, ready for this one?
Television on a weekly basis where he could just pull shit for his website.
Yeah. Looks like she's a member of House Stark, .. Stark naked. Whoa!
Woo, woo, woo!
Ah,
Bolarevic.
We'll be right back. All right.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MrSkin.com.
Number 7, Kerry Russell. That's Felicity.
Oh, yes. In The Americans?
In The Americans.
Wait, I thought The Americans was like a regular show on non-cable.
I think it's
cable?
FX or something.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So,
I'm
sure
FX.
It's Ash. This is probably Ash show.
Yeah.
Check and see if Carrie rustled up something in your pants.
Oh, my God. This takes all the sexy out of this
I
list.
I know. It makes it bad. Number six.
I wish the UK Audiovisual Coalition would ban him.
This is one I know for a fact you're a huge fan of. Number six.
Felicity, yeah. And I got to watch The Americans now.
Felicity's great. Yeah. Number six, though.
Sarah Silverman.
No.
Masters of Sex.
No. Lizzie Kaplan. Masters of Sex.
Yes. Often. Actually, that entire show, anybody on that show, naked.
Okay, ready for this? Ready for this one?
Lizzie Kaplan, though. Not only is she's super unique.
Yeah.
But she's super charming on that show, and then, like, you occasionally get to see her boobs.
All right.
You're like,
all right.
Yes.
All right, crush boy. Come on. listen to this. Playing one half of the sex research team, Masters and Johnson, Lizzie was tireless in showing TNA for science. It'll have you mastering your Johnson.
Oh, my God. We should... Wait, what number is this?
Number six.
All right, for the next five, yeah. I'm going to try to guess the pun.
Oh, okay, good. Number five.
Oh, these are terrible.
Olivia Wilde. I'm a big fan of Olivia Wilde.
I like Olivia Wilde, too. You know, she used to be a princess.
They made an Olivia Wilde, too.
They should.
They used to be what?
She used to be a princess. She was married to some royalty.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And now she's married to Jason
Sudeikis. Yeah. Although I've heard she is a crazy...
Yeah?
Crazy lady. Like, she's got crazy eyes.
Oh, good.
You know, she...
That means she's really good in bed.
Good for Jason Sudeikis, bad for Jason Sudeikis. Because when they got engaged, or like, when they made it, like, serious...
Yeah, you told me this before.
Yeah, she made him take all of his anything that referenced any previous girlfriend...
And, like, burn it?
And torch it. Yeah. Just burn it all. That's a little overbearing.
I kind of agree with her because... Like, any time I break up, I set the house on fire so that we don't have to, like, have a discussion on who gets it. Yeah.
You don't actually break up with them. You just set their house on fire.
I just set their house on fire.
With a note you hope they read before it burns.
Yeah. Olivia Wilde in third person.
The movie is called Third Person.
This is the one where she tries to seduce Liam Neeson, who's married. That's a hint for the pun.
Okay.
That's not really a hint for the pun. That's just an explanation of what the movie is.
Okay.
So try to guess the pun.
Something about Olivia driving you wild.
That would have been better than what it did.
Perhaps, she'll have you touching your third person.
No. All right. I'm going to read it. Both of those are better than what he did. Olivia Wilde attempts to seduce a married Liam Neeson by dropping her towel and showing off her glorious hoots and glutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, it's not like her name is Olivia Wilde.
Oh, Olivia Wilde. Actually, Olivia Wilde is a little clever.
No.
I got to give him credit.
It's awful. All right.
Although Olivia driving you wild, I think, would have been better.
Number four.
So wait, Olivia Wilde actually shows her boobs in a
movie? Yeah, she does. I've seen the scene several times.
Third person. Is it good?
I've never seen the movie.
Is it? Why watch the movie? Yeah. That's why this site exists.
Her breasts are great, Corey.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Number four.
But they got, like, Jason Sudeikis stank on them.
Yeah, he's fine. He was in Horrible Bosses.
Yeah. Horrible Bosses, too.
They made Horrible Bosses, too?
They did make Horrible Bosses. Yeah, they actually.
Number four, Stacey Martin.
Don't know who that is.
In Nymphomaniac.
Shia LaBeouf's in that movie too.
Yeah, he is.
Apparently there's a scene where a body double shows his dick and you think that it's Shia LaBeouf's dick.
Oh, really?
Like, it's cut really well. There was a lot of people when that movie came out that thought that Shia LaBeouf showed his dick
on
screen.
And he didn't?
No, it was a body double.
Interesting. All right. You want to guess the pun?
What's her name?
Stacey Martin, and she's a Nymphomaniac.
Stacey Martin was living La Vida Loca, showing her...
Wait, no. That's awful.
Like Ricky Martin.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm trying to go bad.
Okay.
Let's see. She was a Nymphomaniac.
You're getting warmer.
You'll I can't even think of a shitty pun.
You ready?
Yeah.
Our diagnosis is that Stacy is a skinfomaniac.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It is hard to think on his level.
Because he's an idiot.
It's so hard to get into that shitty comedy brain.
Number three is a tie.
Oh. What's the first one?
It's, well, it's both is Eva Green, but it's in two different movies.
Eva Green is the chick from Twilight?
No,
that's a different Green. That's Ashley Green.
Ashley Green. All right. Eva Green is in Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, as well as 300 Rise of an Empire.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Her scene.
He has a pun for each.
Hold on. Her scene in 300.
Yeah.
If it's the girl that I'm thinking of.
This is the second 300.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Rise of the Empire. I just recently saw it. Actually, okay. Not terrible.
Not terrible?
Not terrible. I mean, it's not like,
but it's a good
great
scene.
Movie, but like the movie itself, it was
she
not terrible.
She was also a Bond girl. She was in Casino Royale,
was she?
I believe Casino
she
Royale.
She was that girl?
I think so.
The fucking betraying lady?
I don't know. Spoilers.
If you haven't seen Casino Royale.
Yeah.
No. But the scene in 300?
Yeah.
Rise of the Empire? There'll be a rise in your empire. In your pants empire.
You know what? I'm giving you points for that. That topless turn caused more than an empire to rise. Okay. Now, what was his pun for Sin City, A Dame to Kill For?
But, oh, hold on. The scene in 300?
Yeah.
Is like this aggressive, because she's like the general of one army, and then the general from the other army comes over, and she's saying like, you're really good strategist, like, why don't you just come over to my side, don't fight for Rome, just fight alongside me, and we'll be like this power couple, and they end up fucking.
Yeah.
But they're enemies, so there's like this crazy tension between them, and then like they're throwing each other around, and it's like a weird sort of, not a fight scene, but it's like super primal and aggressive.
Yeah.
And
they're hate fucking.
Yeah, they're hate fucking, and it's so fucking hot.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Goody.
Oh, it is worth wading through the rest of the movie to get to that scene.
Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. What is his pun for Eva Green?
She's a dame to stroke for.
Ooh, so close. So close. I'm gonna tell
she's
you.
She's
try to rhyme. Try to rhyme with kill.
A dame to spill for?
Yes.
No.
Exactly.
No.
A dame to spill for.
That's not even spill, like, that's so ambiguous.
That's and spill sounds like the cum's just dribbling out, like, bleh. Like you got fucking syphilis?
No. I can't do this with a beard.
Chlamydia. Like you got chlamydia, the drip dick. All right. Stop it.
I can't do that with a beard.
We're on number two.
Oh, seriously, that Eva Green, though, she's super fucking hot. I need to see A Dame to Kill For now.
Yep.
So that I can spill for that dame.
You got to spill for the dame.
Ugh.
Number two.
That is terrible.
Scarlett Johansson.
She doesn't get nude.
She does.
What?
In Under the Skin.
Really?
Yeah. You're never going to guess this pun because it has zero to do with her name or the movie title.
Really?
Yes. It's just a dumb pun.
Does he mention her... her being boobylicious or
no, but
Tits McGee.
But his pun is on par with boobylicious. Ready? It was the nude debut everyone was waiting for, and absolutely no one thought it would end up being as spectacular as it was. Oof, that's bad.
He should have gone with spanktacular.
Oh my god, that is already better.
Spanktacular would have been a better pun.
And by the way, it's still a terrible pun.
It is.
But it's better than spectacular.
That's hard to say. Like the thing about the pun is that, you know, it's kinda have to flow. There's gotta be a rhythm to it.
You're gonna love number one.
But ScarJo shows her boobies?
ScarJo shows her boobies.
Is it her boobies or is it
it's her boobs?
Just her boobs. Have you seen this scene?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen that scene?
No. I saw the vapening though.
Under the Skin. Well, yeah, we've all seen her boobs,
yeah,
but you haven't seen them in a movie.
Yeah. Okay. Number one is one you're a big fan of. I'm a fan of this person. I haven't seen the thing she's in, but you have.
I've seen this movie?
You've seen this thing.
Okay.
Ready? Number one, Alexandra Daddario in True Detective.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Hold on. this list is absolute horseshit. His puns are crappy.
Yeah.
But that is definitely number one.
That is definitely
of 2014.
I agree. I've seen
the
scene.
He got that fucking right.
Yeah.
Is the only thing he doesn't see. That's the thing. He doesn't need. I got chills. My heart started beating fast thinking of this chick in this scene and how it. Great it was that it happened, and I'm getting excited now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for my boner doc.
Just
remembering it. he could have just left it at her name.
Yeah,
and True Detective, and you go, oh fuck, yeah, that's right. But he went on to say something terrible. Her name, True Detective.
True Detective Alexander Daddario.
True Dick-tective.
Should have been. Should have been that.
Maybe we're detecting great breasts.
I'll give you a hint. The answer's in her last name.
Hold on. For this one, read it up until the pun.
Okay. All right.
Like a fill in the blank.
Yeah. Alexandra wasn't on anyone's radar a year ago.
What? She's in Percy Jackson?
Who's seen Percy Jackson?
I've seen both Percy
Jacksons. The Harry Potter ripoff.
It's the Greek mythology Harry Potter ripoff. Although she's rather hot in those.
But thanks to her fully nude debut.
Oh, it's glorious.
Now, this isn't a pun, but it's just gross sounding. Including some lip-smacking lower frontal.
Oh, God.
Lip-smacking.
I feel bad... This is almost worse than the fappening.
The editor, the person who wrote this, I got this from a site that published the list, not Mr. Skin's site. It was from filmdrunk.com.
Uh-huh.
The person made a little editorial note. Wow, I didn't think I could be nauseous while picturing Alexander Daddario. Thanks, Mr. Skin. From lip smacking lower frontal. She cemented her legacy atop the list. Now here we go. Here's the pun. Alexandra puts the
double D in Daddario.
Boom! Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah. Oh. She is glorious nude. I think she should do all of her film roles nude now.
I didn't see True Detective.
You didn't. You haven't seen True Detective?
No, I've seen her scene.
Go watch True Detective.
I've seen her nude scene from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like pictures of her randomly, and it's like that's the most beautiful woman ever,
right?
Yeah, that's how I feel when I see her. I'm like, she's the one.
Yeah.
She's the perfect woman.
She is definitely on when we do our year end list.
Yeah,
of whatever we end up doing. If we do one that's
hot chicks from the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Our own Mr. Skin list.
Well, no, like you know how you get like a list of. Celebrities that if they ever approached me and were like, I want to fuck you, I get a free pass.
Is she on your list?
She would now be on my list.
She's all 5 inches.
She takes over like Ellen Page because Ellen Page, sort of removed herself from the list.
Oh, she did. Yes. Okay. So Mr. Skin is a greaseball.
Double D Daddario. Holy fuck.
But he makes a good list.
The list is not terrible.
He just doesn't need the extra shit.
Except for the Cameron Diaz. There's got to be other women that are much hotter that got naked other than Cameron Diaz.
I will say something about Mr. Skin, though.
Bonerific.
He actually has two websites. A lot of people don't know this. He's an equal opportunity offender here. Because he also has a website called Mr. Man.
Mr. Man.
And he also did Mr. Man's top nude scenes of 2014.
Do you have those, too?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay. Same rules.
Same rules. Puns.
So... Give me up to the pun, and I'll try to guess the pun.
Okay. Number 10, Josh Hartnett in Penny Dreadful.
Josh Hartnett got nude?
Yeah.
This
is a butt
stars
scene.
Stars.
Yeah,
original?
And this is a butt scene.
That doesn't really count.
As Josh gets
fucking Michael Chiklis.
Ooh, hold on, something in this.
What's his name? Franz? What's the dude from NYPD
Dennis
Blue?
Franz.
Dennis Franz showed his ass on network television.
Yeah.
Not sexy.
As Josh gets frisky with Billy Piper. Do you know who that is?
Billy Piper is Doctor Who companion.
Rose Tyler. Yeah. You'll be feeling equally frisky when you get a glimpse of his juicy glutes. Forget Penny Dreadful. This show is... This is awful.
Pretty assful.
Close.
Bunnerific. No.
This show is plenty skinful.
Oh, okay.
It's awful.
Plenty skinful. Oh, you know what? I've got to start thinking of putting skin in there more often because his website is Mr. Skin. Oh, this is Mr. Man, though, right?
This one is not a. The next one's not a pun, so I'm just going to read it. There's okay. Nothing to guess here. Jude Law in Dom Hemingway, 2014.
Dom Hemingway.
Yeah. I guess these are all 2014, really.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's from this yeah. year's.
Seeing Jude in the nude will definitely get you in the mood. Now, the editor put, editor's note, okay, this one's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's not. That is the least terrible of yeah. all of them so far. Yeah, yeah. I would agree.
Okay. Number 8.
That's almost like a haiku.
Yeah.
It almost.
Seeing Jude in the nude will definitely get you in the mood.
Yeah.
Number 8, Will Tudor, who plays Pedro Pascal in Game of Thrones.
Another Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Game of Bones.
Well, you already guessed it.
Really? Yes. That was it?
Yes.
Game of Boners.
Oh, actually, there's a second one.
Okay.
But you'll never guess it, so I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read it. You guessed the main one. You guessed the main
let's
one.
Let's go.
Okay. Though Pedro never shows more than some sensational shirtlessness, Will goes the full Monty showing off his...
Game of Bones.
No.
Oh. His
this is the other one to guess. His name is Will Tudor, if that will help. It won't.
His Alan Tudyk.
No. Will goes full Monty showing off his Tudorific tallywhacker.
No, that doesn't that's not a thing
no,
that he
it's
wrote.
It's not. It's terrible.
Tudorific
tallywhacker.
What the Tudoripna.
As he storms out of bed. These guys are clearly playing a
Game of Bones.
There you go.
Meop.
Number 7. This one you'll be excited about.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, I thought George Clooney.
No. Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes.
In What If?
What If?
Yeah.
A movie I almost watched the other day. I hear he's in a like a gay love scene in that, right?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Wonder.
Daniel ditches his clothes for a moonlight skinny dip, showing off his wizardly whoopee cakes in the process.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Why didn't you let me guess that?
That's not a pun. The pun is coming up.
Okay.
Yeah. His wizardly whoopee cakes in the process.
He's no longer Harry Potter, asshole.
Now, if we could only get a glimpse of his...
Magic wand?
No.
His... Pintronus.
Think of the Harry Potter titles.
His.
Get a glimpse of his.
Harry Cocker?
No. The titles of the movie.
Oh,
Get a glimpse of his.
Penis of Fire?
No.
His Penis of Azkaban?
No.
His Sorcerer's Stones. Sorcerer's Bones?
Yes, Bone. Sorcerer's
What's
Bone.
What's with his bone? That's his
yeah.
That's his go-to for
only we
for
could
dick.
Get a glimpse of his Sorcerer's Bone. Wow.
Magic okay. Wand would have been better.
Number 6, I've never heard of. Gabino Rodriguez.
Oh, he's super hot.
In I Am Happiness on Earth.
Never heard of it.
Gabino lets it all hang out and even gets an actual beige.
An actual beach?
I don't know if that's true.
This is like that.
This is the worst. This is just no cleverness at all. Now that's.
Bonerific?
Happiness on Earth.
Oh, that's happiness. Yeah. Getting a beach.
Getting a beach.
By the way, if you're calling it a beach, it's not very good.
No, a beach.
If you're abbreviating.
Getting a beach.
The abbreviation.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
Number 5.
It was like three goes and she's like, my jaw hurts.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Number 5, that's Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam.
From Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's Jax. He's an Aussie.
As Charlie beds another babe, we get some nice shots of his muscular duff as he thrusts his way back into the top 5. Mr. Hunnam will have you saying...
hump them?
You started with the right letter.
Hogs of Anarchy.
Play on his last name. He'll have you saying,
"Honey, I'm home."
Hummina.
Oh God. Oh. Seriously, his jokes are from 1950s sitcom Double Entendre. This is ridiculous.
Hummina. This is so racy.
This isn't a pun, but I'll still let you guess it. You can guess this one. AJ Goodrich and Brendan Gregory in interior leather bar. Yeah.
This is a film that is no longer allowed in the UK.
Right. In the film's hottest scene, AJ gets a BJ from another dude while Brendan looks on and
blurgies.
He looks on and
what are their names?
AJ and Brendan. Brendan. In the film's hottest scene, AJ gets a BJ from another dude while Brendan looks on and
HJ's
strokes off.
Strokes off. I didn't think it would be so.
Yeah.
Like he gave himself a HJ.
Number three.
Because AJ got a BJ while that guy was giving himself a HJ.
Number three is the only thing on the list I've seen.
Oh.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Hugh Jackman gets naked in that movie?
We see his full ass.
Oh, again, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he gets up out of bed when he goes back in time. Gotta go back in time.
Hugh unleashes the beast and uncovers his butt as he wakes up pantless in the past. Too bad Hugh didn't turn around because then he could have been made an official.
Triple X man?
Yes. Ugh. That is exactly what it is.
Okay.
Pretty terrible.
That's okay. Although, have they made a Triple X Men? A porn parody?
They probably
have. They should.
They should, yeah.
If they haven't. You know what? No, Shigzone's probably putting that up in the chat right now. If he isn't on a trip.
You fucker on.
Stop traveling.
Trips. Quit traveling.
We need what are visuals you in our chat room.
He's like an adventurer. It's creepy. All right. Number two. Christophe Pau and Pierre Dolonchamps.
This is number two.
Yeah. In Stranger by the Lake. No pun here. French foxes, Christophe and Pierre certainly know their way around the lake and
their dicks.
One another.
Oh.
See, like, no pun there.
All right.
Number one.
Lake. It wasn't Lake Flaccid, if you catch my drift.
That's what they should have done. Lurgy. Okay. Number one.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Bob Jungle.
Number one's interesting because you brought up earlier this thing and said it was fake.
Oh, really? They're calling it real.
Shia LaBeouf and Nymphomaniac. Okay. Was there ever any doubt about this one? Ever since we got our first glimpse of...
Even Stevens.
No.
His Transformer.
Ever since we got our first glimpse of Shia's...
Bumble penis.
No. Shia's...
LaBeouf. Le penis?
Le
cock?
No.
Le bone?
Closer.
Le.
What's his name?
Le Bonif.
What's his real name?
Shia? LaBeouf?
Okay, now.
Shia.
La.
Le.
Beef.
No! Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Ever since we got our first glimpse of Shia's LaBeouf. In the theatrical cut of Nymphomaniac, like, why is that specific?
Oh, okay. Maybe there was a cut where he was naked and then he had him cut it out.
Yeah, maybe. He was the one to beat, it says.
Right.
His dick.
Is that the last line?
No, I added that. I made it funny.
Yeah, I laughed, so it probably wasn't on the page. Yeah.
That was it, the Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
That was the pun?
Shia's LaBeouf.
Shia, that's terrible.
Oh. Mr. Skin is the worst.
Yeah. I don't...
And Mr. Man, even though they're the same dude.
Yeah, the guy that runs that... I mean, kudos for what he does.
Yeah, I mean...
Because I mean, it is a point of interest that, like, he's filling a niche that obviously is a successful way of viewing movies. Like, people will just go there to see, like, oh, that celebrity's nude in something.
Have you seen a picture of Mr. Skin?
Mm-mm.
No Stick Zone, put one in the chat of what the guy looks like. I'm going to show Corey right now.
A picture of Mr. Skin. No, like, Stick Zone, go.
The actual guy, Mr. Skin. Go,
there it is. There
go,
you got
No
it.
Stick Zone. It might not be there yet.
Oh. There, he got it. One of these days it's gonna line up.
Yeah. Oh, there it
oh,
is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no.
No. Maybe. You know what? Fletcher sucks. You put one up it.
Yeah, No Stick Zone's probably on vacation again.
Traveling for the holidays.
Look at this fucking sleaze bucket.
So this is the guy that comes up with all the puns.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Sylvester Stallone with Down syndrome. He sort of looks like that girl looks super uncomfortable to have his arm around her.
And he looks like the car salesman type.
He does that really sleazy thing where he's wearing like a non-collared shirt and a blazer.
Yeah.
And then he's hanging those sunglasses.
On the shirt?
On the shirt.
Ugh.
Because that's cool.
At least he doesn't have frosted tips and the sunglasses on the back of his head.
That's true.
Guy Fieri.
You know, he looks like he's best friends with a Girls Gone Wild guy.
That guy's the worst.
They look like they could be...
Joe Francis.
Joe Francis and him look like they probably party together.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks rather sleazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody would masturbate on his site having to go through his fucking rhetoric. Is his commentary on every clip? Is that commonplace on the? Are you?
Yeah, it
you
probably
the
is. I don't. I think you have to pay money.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's a four pay service.
You could just like find out the movies that have nude scenes and then look it up on fucking.
But like,
jizz.
Is yeah, right. Or Google.
Or Google. That's true. Google's fine. You don't need UGIS.
There's a videos tab
on
Google that blows Mr. Skin out of the water. How does he stay in business?
I don't know, man.
Blu-ray.
Like
crystal clear quality.
There's all these sites from like that are like Mr. Skin is fucking old now.
It is really old.
But there's all these sites that I always associate it with like, oh, that guy's a loser. Like anyone who regularly surfs Mr. Skin.
Right.
There's another one. I saw a guy once in his cubicle, like for hours, surfing hotornot.com. Remember Hot or Not?
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. And he was like, hot, not hot.
Really? He was actually rating?
Yeah. He was rating just
he was rating
for hours.
Fucking pictures
you're hot,
from 2002.
You're not. And this guy looked like Milton from Office Space.
Yeah.
At City Building and Fame.
Totally doable. Oh, well, I think we should cleanse our palates.
Yeah.
A little bit. I was really hoping for
clean off some of the sleaze.
Yeah, I was hoping for a little bit better when you had a top 10 sex list.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It wasn't it was good content. Well, the first list was especially appealing.
Yes.
But the puns were terrible.
Maybe we should have gone guys first, girls second.
The guys were the surprise.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you know, we're not doing the TV guide thing anymore.
Yeah, we're done with cartoons.
We sort of need something to sort of fill our time at the end of the shows.
Yeah. And we can't do Nerdagories.
Can't do Nerdagories until we get a third person in here.
Yeah.
But I came up with a game. It might probably already exists.
Yeah.
Like these.
You didn't invent it.
I didn't invent it. No,
okay.
I don't remember hearing it from any particular place.
Yeah.
But it's. I mean, it's sort of a take on.
Take on
Douglas Movies games.
Is it?
I mean, because he does movie themed games. This is a movie themed game.
All right. Cool.
I don't really have a name for it, but it like something like Movie Chain or...
Movie Chain.
I don't know. If you're listening, you know, try to come up with a
Come up with a better name.
Come up with a name for this. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't work. Let's try it out. Are you ready to hear the synopsis?
I want
to
hear the synopsis.
All right. It's a fairly easy game, and it's a game that we can play with just the two of us, or we could play when if we have a guest or, you know, like
just
carry it on.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us.
That was as bad as all my other characters.
You and I.
It's basically we're going to go back and forth, sort of like a come dance around.
Yeah.
And whoever can't come up with the next in the chain, will be eliminated. We'll probably go through a couple of these rounds.
How we do the chain?
So you start. One person starts and says either an actor or a movie title.
Okay.
Right. And you go back and forth: actor, movie title, actor, movie title, actor, movie title. Okay. But the way you connect them is you say, like, say you started and you said a movie. I would have to name somebody who is in that movie.
Yeah.
Substantial role, not necessarily like, oh, that person had a walk-on role or like a cameo or something like that. It has to be like somebody who had substantial like speaking role.
Speaking role. None of this like background shit.
Or, I mean, unless they played a mute and didn't really speak in the movie, but they were there the majority of the movie, like they would be considered a marquee.
Let's say sort of named star. Character.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, they have an actual, it isn't just guy one.
Yeah.
Waiter.
Yeah, waiter.
The last play that I was in, my character's name was Guy.
Guy.
And my co-stars was Woman, you know, Guy and Woman.
Yeah.
And, they make you do, like, our director made us do, like, character workups of our characters. And all I had to go off was Guy.
What's Guy like?
And, so I wrote up this whole thing about how his name was Guy Youngman.
Guy what?
Youngman.
Youngman?
Guy Youngman.
Okay.
Like generic.
Yeah.
And like how he worked for a sports agency, but he wasn't an agent. He was just working his way up. I had this whole fucking breakdown for their character, and they were like, your character doesn't have a name. Like,
well, his name's Guy Youngman.
He's Guy Youngman.
Yeah.
Because every time you see his name
Adventurer
in the script, his name is Guy. Anyway, so a named character in that movie.
Okay.
And then with that actor, you have to think of, when you toss it back, you have to do, you know what?
So, like, if you say a movie, like, if we start, you say a movie or a person.
When there's just the two of us, one of us is going to always be movie, one of us is always going to be actor.
Or you could have to do both before you toss it. Like,
that's interesting.
Like, if you say,
let's work this out.
Yeah. Like, if you say, Bruce Willis.
Die Hard.
And then I would say Alan Rickman, Dogma. Because Alan Rickman was also in Die Hard and also in Dogma.
All right. So if there's two people playing, we got to... Okay.
Are you following your own game?
Yes. Well, it's a lot easier when there's multiple people because you just keep going movie, actor.
It changes, yeah.
But yeah, you have to connect the previous movie with the next movie with the actor.
With an actor.
That's in both of those movies.
Got it. All right.
Yeah? All right, so
we could do it to where, like, I'm always actor or actress, you're always...
That's what I'm saying. Like, you flip a coin. Like, do you want movie or actor?
Oh, okay. You know what? Let's try it that way first.
All right.
I think that sounds fun.
All right.
Because then I always have to think of the actor, you always have to think of the movie.
And then we can
switch.
Then we'll switch.
Cool.
All right, yeah. All right. We'll try that first, and if that gets... If that doesn't feel right, then we'll switch to the other way.
So, do you want to start with a movie?
I'll go movie.
Okay.
Let's see. Movie. All right, I'll go with my favorite movie, Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Okay. So, Michael J. Fox.
Okay. The Secret to My Success.
Fuck! I don't know anybody else in that movie. That is hard. This is a hard game.
It's who the fuck else is in that movie? All you know is Michael J. Fox in that movie.
Wow. The band Yellow.
Is that song in
That's in that movie.
But they're not a named character.
No, they're not.
I'll try a different Michael J. Fox movie.
Okay.
Back to the Future 2.
Christopher Lloyd.
Dennis the Menace.
He is in that.
Yeah, he's the villain in that.
Walter Matthau.
Grumpy Old Men.
Kevin Pollak.
Ooh, fuck. A Few Good Men.
Jack Nicholson.
Batman.
Michael Keaton.
Birdman.
I have no clue who else.
You don't know who else is in Birdman?
Just Michael Keaton.
And
Ryan Reynolds?
No.
No clue.
I think to win you have to like cap it with like you have to know somebody from the movie that you suggested.
Yeah.
So like Secret to My Success, I don't know anybody else in Secret to My Success too.
Okay.
So like
who else is in Birdman?
Emma Stone.
Okay. There you go.
Also in
All right.
in Birdman.
We figured out the game.
Okay.
Now let's switch.
All right. So now I'm
actor. Now you're actor and I'm
your
movies. Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
All right. Get all the evil out of me. Okay, go.
Home Alone.
Daniel Stern.
Bushwhacked.
Fuck. I was hoping you'd go City Slickers.
Now, here's the problem is I don't know anyone else in Bushwhacked.
All right, it's a draw. Start
City
over.
City Slickers.
Well, Billy Crystal.
Okay. Mr. Saturday Night. City Slickers 2.
You don't know anybody. Mr.
I don't, yeah. City
See,
Slickers
here's
2.
The thing. You got to know somebody
okay.
else.
You're right.
Before you suggested.
I was hoping to bluff and that you would just know one.
City Slickers 2, I will go with John Lovitz.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad Save the World.
Fuck. Mom and Dad Save the World. Is Michael McKean in that movie?
I don't think so.
It seems like a movie he would have been in.
No.
Not in that movie. I don't know.
I believe Jeffrey Jones is in that movie.
You believe Jeffrey Jones is in that movie?
And I know Kathy Ireland is in that
okay.
movie.
Oh, Jeffrey Jones is who?
Ferris Bueller's principal.
Yeah. That's who I said Michael McKean yeah. looking
Actually, he's
at...
not the principal. He's the vice dean of students.
Is he really the yes. vice dean of students
I've
in that
never
movie?
Heard of this title, but that's wow. what he is in Ferris
the
Bueller.
The vice dean.
Okay, let's switch again.
Okay.
It seems like the actor side is harder.
Only when the movie becomes obscure.
yeah. Okay. You're right. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see here. I've got movie, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Hunger Games. I just recently saw the new Hunger Games and cried many times during the Hunger Games. I didn't think that it would be so heavy a movie. But yeah, the new Hunger Games is really it's hard to watch in places.
I'm gonna go with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. A movie that Philip Seymour Hoffman is in that I also know
yeah.
other actors because I know Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Ah, there you go. Ethan Hawke. That was him, right? Yeah.
Is it Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, I believe so.
Right, we'll go with it.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke was in Adventurers.
He was.
Mm-hmm, as a child.
With River Phoenix,
who was in...
No, Adventurers is not a movie.
What?
Explorers!
Son of a bitch! I was close. I was so close.
You lost it. Okay.
Damn it!
Switch again.
All right. Go.
Princess Bride.
Cary Elwes.
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Dave Chappelle.
Half Baked.
Jim Brewer.
Not really an illustrious movie career.
Nope.
Jim Brewer.
I think he's only been in Half Baked.
Yeah. He was in Artie Lang's Beer League, but he was not a named character. So, but don't you have to name one to top me?
That Jim Brewer's in? Oh,
yeah.
I guess I would have to know another movie that Jim Brewer's in.
You have to know another Jim Brewer movie. So you can't go Jim Brewer.
All right. Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bob Saget. Oh, The Aristocrats.
Yes, The Aristocrats. Gilbert Godfrey.
Problem Child.
John Ritter.
Bad Santa.
Shit, that's a good one. Billy Bob Thornton.
Sling Blade.
Fuck. It's, Alan. What the fuck is that dude's name? He's a cowboy guy. Not Alan.
I think you're out.
No, what's his fucking name?
There's gotta be a time limit or something.
There should be. Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, fuck. That's what I was gonna go with.
What other movie is Dwight Yoakam in, though?
I know which one he's in.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Panic Room.
Yes, he is in Panic Room. Jared Leto.
He was just cast as Joker in Suicide Squad, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. I'm excited.
It seems like pretty good casting, actually. Yeah.
Wasn't he in Dallas Buyers Club?
He was in Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
With, all right, Matthew McConaughey. Gotta go with Matty Mag, baby.
Yeah. Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused. Shit. The brother of the dude that's in Mallrats.
I'm not giving you a really long time.
Matt Dillon?
No.
He's not in that movie.
Done?
Yeah, I can't think of another person in fucking Dazed and Confused
right
now.
Ben Affleck.
Is he fucking? Oh, yeah. Fucking Ben Affleck.
Yeah. So, switch again?
Am I movies?
Now you're movies.
I'm movies again.
This is fun. I like it now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Movies. I will go... Like, I could choose any movie.
Yeah,
any movie. It's so fucking hard. 48 Hours.
48 Hours. Okay. Eddie Murphy.
Shrek.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers... Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Blank. Oh, Will Ferrell.
Okay.
God damn.
There's a lot of people in that movie. Will Ferrell was in Anchorman.
Anchorman. That's fine. I'll accept that.
That's not the one I wanted to go with.
You didn't need the whole fucking subtitle.
Anchorman,
shit.
The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Anchorman. Okay. Steve Carell.
Steve Carell is in The Way, Way Back.
The Way, Way Back?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a movie.
Is it?
Yep. I've got two people that I could name.
Shit.
From The Way, Way Back.
Never heard of this.
It was on my list last year for favorite top movies.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
The Way, Way Back.
It was made by the guys that did The Descendants with George Clooney.
Okay.
That wrote it. They wrote and directed this one. About a kid who... has a shitty summer, but finds a water park.
Isn't that what Adventureland is?
No.
Okay. Oh, The Way, Way Back.
That's a theme park.
Sam Rockwell.
I would say Moon just to fuck you.
I could do Moon.
There's another person in Moon?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then I won't do Moon.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know the other person in Moon. I only know Sam Rockwell.
Kevin Spacey is the robot.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sam Rockwell was in The Green Mile.
He was with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks was in Castaway.
Oh, you dirty fuck. I feel like the guy in Castaway. No, fuck the guy in Castaway. Helen Hunt.
Yeah, Helen Hunt.
I was going to say the guy she married is somebody, but I forget who. Helen Hunt, anyway.
Yeah, Helen Hunt is in Twister.
She is in Twister with Billy Paxton.
Who is in Tombstone.
With Val Kilmer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer, who was in Batman Forever.
He was.
Yes.
He was in there with Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes. Who is in... Tommy Lee Jones, who was in The Fugitive.
With Harrison Ford.
Who was in... Star Wars. A New Hope.
With Mark Hamill.
This is like Batman the Animated Series movie.
No.
Mark Hamill was in Star Wars Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back.
Empire? Is that what Richard
Or
Pryor?
Return of the Jedi, whichever okay. one, it doesn't matter.
All right. With Carrie Fisher.
Who was in Return of the Jedi.
With... She was in Return of the Jedi.
Who else is in that movie?
With James Earl Jones.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to go with. Fuck. James Earl Jones is in The Sandlot.
He is in The Sandlot. Along with Tommy Smalls' stepdad, Dennis... I almost said the wrong name.
What's his name?
His name is Dennis Leary.
It is Dennis Leary.
I almost said Dennis Miller.
Who is in The Ref?
He is in The Ref with Kevin Spacey.
Who is in Moon.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't repeat, motherfucker.
Okay. He is in Moon.
Is there anybody else in Moon?
But can you name someone else in Moon?
No, just Sam Rockwell.
You can't
yeah,
do
I
Moon.
Know.
Boom.
Yeah. I mean, I can name the other person in Moon, but we've already named
you
him.
Can't,
yeah.
You can't loop around.
All right. So Kevin
person.
Spacey.
Yeah.
Is in. Shit. He is. Fuck.
Shit. I think you might. Are you done?
No, he's in a lot of movies that I know, but like other actors is what is what's Hank like. Okay. He's in K-Pax, but who the fuck else is in K-Pax?
Yeah, that's true.
He's in Beyond the Sea. Ha. The Bobby Darin story.
Oh. And you know someone else that's in that?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yes, I do. Because she's very attractive.
Beyond the sea. Very attractive. Beyond the sea. Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, Kate Bosworth.
Ah, okay. God damn it. You got me.
Woo.
Let's do one more.
One more round.
One
we'll
more.
Do some plugs.
One more round and then plugs.
And then we'll get out of here.
Okay.
This is a fun game.
Yeah, this is a fun game.
This
was
a fun
so
game.
We are
play
now...
this with your friends. Come up with a name, though.
I'm now movie guy.
You are now movie. Okay. I'm actor.
All right.
This is for all the cheese, as it were.
Okay. Mystic Pizza.
Julia Roberts is the only person I know in Mystic
Boom.
Pizza.
Pretty Woman.
Richard Gere.
Is in another movie called Mr. Brooks.
Richard Gere's in Mr. Brooks?
Fuck!
No, he's not.
That's Kevin Costner.
No!
They're the same person.
He's in Chicago, asshole.
Oh. God damn it. I thought Mr. Gere was Richard Brooks.
No. No.
Whatever I meant to say.
Not Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
Or Dane Cook.
Shit.
I don't know. Well, right. I hope that that you guys liked the new game. We enjoyed it. That was a lot of fun. I'm not sure that it will replace Nerdigories in how fun it is to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying, guys.
Yeah. Plug time?
Plugs. Plugs.
All right.
Away. Plug-a-roonies.
You could follow me on Twitter at Docky Wheats. You could follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/DockyWheats. Mm-hmm. And the Two Fat Daleks archive is up at sharktank.com. Right.
Look forward to the Christmas special.
All the episodes of the first season of, or first Capaldi season of Doctor Who.
Right.
Which is series 8.
Right.
And then, we're going to do a Christmas episode. We've invited Corey on.
Yee!
And Sully from The Sully Show.
The Sully Show.
So there'll be at least four of us, possibly more added later. We haven't decided yet.
You should get Alcohol by Volume's Kevin Wozniak.
That guy would be good.
He's, yeah. I think he's a doctor. He's a
Whovian. He is. He was posting about it today.
Yeah.
And then that's it for me. Those are my plugs.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. You can follow my band at BDR Rocks on Twitter or go to brotdownrunning.com. You please go donate in all seriousness to BDR album to gofundme.com/BDR album.
Yeah.
Any amount of like a dollar. If everybody gave a dollar, you know, if there's 5,000 of you out there, we'd make our goal.
There you go.
But yeah, that'll really help. Sort of save a sort of shitty ending to 10 months of trying to record an album prior to that.
Yeah.
Also, if you are in the Southern California area and you'd like to come see my band live,
mm-hmm.
You can do so on December 11th at,
Never Forget.
Never Forget, December 11th, which is, a week, I think.
Yeah.
At a place called the Canyon Inn, which was featured, it's a bar that was featured on Bar Rescue.
Uh-oh.
So if you're a fan of that Spike TV television show, you'll recognize the bar, the Canyon Inn, from season one. We're doing a special one-time acoustic set.
Oh, unplugged.
Because we don't have a drummer. So we're improvising.
Yeah.
So we've been sort of rehearsing doing a acoustic-specific set where I play guitar, not bass, and we do like three acoustic guitars and I sing.
Oh, nice.
It's also your last chance to see the beard in action.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be your last opportunity to see the beard singing at people.
Yeah.
So if you're in the Southern California area and you want to come down, that's Canyon Inn in Yorba Linda on December 11th. You can always go to brotdownrunning.com or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and all that information will be thrown at you on the daily.
Yeah.
You can also follow my record label at Arcadian Records on Twitter. We have an Instagram, The Arcadian Records, or you can go to arcadianrecords.com for all your Arcadian Records needs. Go out and buy Irie Me from Jeff Martin and purchase Humble Minds Bright Outside. If you like reggae, both of those are fantastic acts. And stay tuned for future dealings going on, future releases, future artists, all that kind of stuff. And I thank you. Let's see. If you would like to contact the Shy Kids, you can do so via email.
comments@theshykids.com.
Or you can follow us on Twitter.
@ShyKidsPodcast.
If you're a Facebook kind of person, you can find us on Facebook at
Facebook.com/TheShyKids.
Yes. And of course, always you can get us on iTunes and Stitcher. Please go subscribe. Leave comments. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Hit 5 stars. Like, even if you don't, like, leave a shitty review, I don't care, but just click 5 stars.
You don't even have to leave a review. You can just click 5 stars.
Yeah, just click the 5 stars and it'll tell you, it'll say thanks.
That's all you got to do. Then we'll have more stars.
Because if you like this show and you would like for us to become a bigger show,
then stars. Yeah.
Help our analytics. Help us
make
get ranked.
The stars on the iTunes go up.
I got added to somebody's list today. It was like I woke up, happy birthday, Corey, and I flipped open my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I flipped open my phone.
You flipped open your phone?
I still got a flip phone, guys.
What year is this?
I went to Twitter this morning, and somebody had put me on a list that said podcasters to watch in 2015.
Oh, shit.
And I was like,
wait, just you?
Yeah, my Twitter handle.
What the fuck?
But it's not like a list. It's a Twitter user's.
Twitter user list.
Yeah, okay. Added, made their own list of like people they follow and whatnot, and I got added to their podcasters to watch in 2015.
Podcasters to watch. Woo.
It was like, yay.
Yeah.
Sweet. I don't know why they didn't add the Shy Kids podcast.
That Corey Cook sure is a good podcaster.
Oh, it was podcasters.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
So that was exciting. Whoever that was, just add the Shy Kids podcast to that.
Hill Corey, your cock.
You know what? Yeah. Our goal for 2015 should be to make the Mr. Skin,
yeah,
Mr. Man list of nude podcast scenes.
How about this? If someone's listening right now, go on iTunes and leave us a positive review in the tone of a Mr. Skin.
Yes. Oh, challenge to the fans.
Yes.
Leave your best Shy Kids Mr. Skin review.
Yeah.
With as many of your shitty Mr. Skin puns as you can with
Doc
a five-star
Wheatley,
review.
More like Dick Wheatley.
Yeah, well, don't give them.
Those are
material.
Soft balls. They got to come up with better ones than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. We know you've got some good ones.
Yeah.
So Mr. Skin, our iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
Be sure to hit those 5 stars.
5 stars.
And of course, you can always hear us Saturdays on More Like Radio. What time?
11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern.
On morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com.
Following It's All About Me.
It's all about me.
You know, I keep promising that one day I'm going to call in and do Matthew McConaughey for Holly. But
you keep forgetting.
I do.
Yeah.
I feel weird like just calling their show in the middle of it. It's like I'll listen to the show.
Yeah.
But then I feel weird like just interrupting their I don't want to interrupt their show.
Just interrupt their show.
I mean, fucking, what's his
face? That's what I do.
What's his face does it all the time?
Wilbur Popcorn Dickinson.
Yeah. You stole my joke.
Oh, did I?
I was hoping that you would say, what's his, Conti or
Joe Conti.
Joe Conti. Yeah. And then I was like, no, you know, Wilbur Popcorn Dickinson.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
And
Stan Lee.
Oh my God. Seriously, your Stan Lee is amazing.
It's not amazing.
It's fucking amazing. If you, you probably, did it air?
Yeah, it aired.
It aired. Okay. Yeah. So if you listened to It's All About Me last week, you got a taste of Doc doing Stan Lee, but he did more of it in the after show that didn't air on More Like Radio.
Yeah.
So go listen to last week's It's All About Me and skip forward 2 hours. To the content that you didn't hear on More Like Radio, maybe 2.5 hours because we do
after show.
We do like a half an hour of trying to watch fucking
Rick and Morty
that fails miserably. There's a lot of dead air there.
Yeah,
but then once Holly comes on, we make you do your Stanley again for Holly.
Yeah,
and my God, your Stanley is amazing. I thought
it's
he was on the line.
It's
you are too humble, sir. It's really awesome. But yeah. Other than that, I think that's the show.
What about a team of superheroes that has mutations?
Where did Doc go? I only see Stan Lee.
And we could call them the Mutant Kids.
Excelsior.
Excelsior.
And remember,
this never happened.